You mind turning that off real quick?
It says just press dismiss on the laptop.
Oh, on the laptop.
It keeps ringing, and I just
ain't even hear that shit. That's like, crazy as fuck.
Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
Hey, and I'm Mr. Boss Up himself, Red Jones. Boss Up.
So on this episode, we got Mr. Boss Up, aka Mr.
Red Jones.
Red Jones. Yo. Thank you for coming out,
man. No, hold on, I messed up. Hey, Red Jones, a.k.a. Mr. Boss Up.
Okay, Red Jones. All right, a.k.a. Mr. Boss Up.
First person to step in the studio for
So, you know, just a little, you know, summary. We just got the studio not too long ago because we were getting kicked out of other places, so we were like, fuck it. Let's, you know, get our own place. It's kind of small, but it's definitely something that we're gonna, grow from. It's not, you know, our last studio. We're definitely gonna have a bigger studio in the future. This is just like a startup, and then, you know, we grow from here. But how you been, man?
Hey, yo, man,
Mr. Bossa, what's up?
Chilling,
so
man.
This episode we have Mr. Bossa. We have a couple questions, some interview questions, so we can introduce him to the general public and our audience, and then we're gonna go on and, you know, freelance, have like a little freelance conversation. You know, he's feeling good, we feeling good, we gonna get to it. So what's the first question,
Tech? Well,
first of all, we gotta let the man introduce himself.
Right.
Who he is, what you do, you know, where you from, all that stuff.
Alright, so, you know, Mr. Boss Up himself, you know, Mr. Red Jones, of course. So, shout out to Kellana Waves first. If you don't follow Kellana Waves on IG, at Kellana Waves, you know what I'm saying? But, look. So, Boss Up is my brand, of course, my entertainment. It came from a song, actually my second song that I made, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, no, third. It was my third song called Boss Up. Went for like 2 months, put it on a shirt. It went crazy.
It just
and the drip was crazy. So,
that's how
I
use.
Yeah, you feel me? I use my natural, you know, it's a natural swag, but I place Boss Up on it. Okay. And now I have Boss Up TV, a whole Instagram at BossUp.tv, you know what I'm saying? The clothing line, I throw Boss Up showcases.
Right.
I'm on the verge of Boss Up interviews. Boss Up TV interviews. That's a little insight on what I do. You know, I'm a rap artist, of course. Again, shout out to Kellana Waves, BRM, K97.5.
And just as a summary, are you from Durham, Burlington, Greensboro, or Raleigh?
From Henderson, but right. I moved from Henderson, moved to Hillsboro, shout out to 919, got a lot of family in both. Okay. My whole family literally is from Henderson, though, but of course I got family in Hillsboro, too.
Gotcha. I got a lot of people that I fucks with from Henderson, so shout outs to y'all, shout out to his family, shout out to his people. And now you live in Burlington, correct?
Yeah, Burlington.
So that drive, he took a little drive to get here. You had to, cross Mevin, get a little bit of Durham in there.
Hey, but went from Burlington to Raleigh to Durham, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's crazy.
My brother Black Trill, shout out Black Trill.
Basically, crossed the whole triangle, you know what I'm saying?
Just to get here.
Right. And, you know, just as a small summary, we met him at a networking event by Lord Fest. Shout out to Lord Fest.
Yeah.
And, you know, met a lot of dope people there, but he's one of the dope people that we have on the podcast that we're going to have on there.
All
right, so Hector, what's the second question?
All right, actually, let's play it into what you just brought up about the event. Let's not just cut that off right there. I wanted to talk about that event, because at the end of the event, it was kind of like a Q&A type of, they had a panel of people talking there.
Right.
And then at the end of it, they had like a Q&A where people could ask their own questions to these people that they just wanted to gain knowledge.
Thanks.
And you were one of those people who asked the question
Statement, no cap.
I wanted to talk about that because I think it was our previous episode we did, we talked about the event a little bit, and I talked about the fact that a lot of people at that event said that what we have in North Carolina is a community, but a lot of people talk about community, but they aren't a part of it. They don't put their foot in and do something about it. And I wanted to, hear from the man himself what he wanted to say about that.
Elaborate on that.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm actually glad you asked me that damn question because a lot of y'all motherfuckers need to know, look, when you start with the community conversation, least be in the community. Speak from experience and not off assumptions. Don't assume, oh, some city or some town is not a community because you're not out there.
Right.
Just because
right.
you're not out there don't mean that place is not packed with 300 more people.
Right.
You know, and I can only speak, again, from experience. You know, my experience is with my Kellon Waves family. You know, so I'm a Wave baby for life, you know. So, Kellon Waves, man, yo, we city, show after
right,
show.
Right.
Like, really being out here.
See
even,
it all, yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? And even what I learned from Kellon Waves the most is just being out here networking. Like, I don't only be at Kellon Waves shows, but I'll be everywhere.
Right. Just to show face.
Yeah, you feel me? Right. And then my channel, what I'm putting out here, it just comes back. Like, the networking is 1,000 times easier with Brass Up TV. Y'all can add and check out a lot of Kellon Wave artists, you know what I'm saying? Again, shout out to Black Trail, big superstar on the way.
Yeah.
Hey, look, so, yeah, man, don't speak on community unless you're really in the community. People always throwing shots with them. You know, just because their, I don't know, drive must be different, you know?
Right.
You might feel like, oh.
Or those who like fake it.
Yeah, like for instance.
They know what they're talking about.
For instance, all right, us three, we all are, just an example.
Mm-hmm.
We all three stay 30 minutes away from the place. Your excuse, I don't want to use my gas money for this show.
Right.
Okay,
right.
My excuse, well, shit, I'd rather chill with my girl than go to the show.
Right.
He don't have an excuse.
Yeah.
He going. He uses his last $10 for his gas.
Right.
He get there. He get to perform. He done network, added 30 people to his Instagram. His music
right.
going.
Right.
But we got bullshit excuses.
Right.
And we out here at these events saying shit like, oh, the community is not for us. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. the ones who don't do anything go out there and say those things.
Yeah, don't care.
It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
So
but it is what it is.
How long have you been a part of Kellon Waves?
Man. So
it's relatively recent, ain't it?
Like, yeah, it's like, honestly, 2 years now. Honestly, I've met Miriam, and I've now been on her about 2 years. That shit crazy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Before I met her, I only performed twice.
Oh, really?
And once I met, it was spread apart. One was in, like, October. The next one wasn't until, like, April. And then maybe around, it was either July or June when I met her. It was in the summertime. And I learned just pulling up. I ain't know about music. I'm a whole basketball player. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never did
so
shit with music.
You played basketball in high school then?
Yeah, high school and college.
Damn, what college?
Lenore Community College.
Lenore, where's that at?
Kingston, North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, Kingston. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Shout out to Reggie Bullock.
That's
Quinn
crazy.
Stones, you know what I'm saying?
And how many years did you play basketball in college?
Shit, what, two?
2 years?
Yeah.
Shit. What ended the career?
I don't know. I'm not a big school person. You
really?
Know what I'm
saying?
I ain't gonna
lie.
I'm a people person to
yo,
the field.
Yo,
you
yo,
give
yo,
me a crowd full of people,
right.
I do my thing. But school,
right.
Fuck that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Same thing, bro. Same thing. All three of us. All three of us are the same way, bro.
Man, school, I ain't gonna lie, man. Look, I'm bad. I just talk a lot. You can't put me in a room with females. Look, I ain't doing no homework.
Straight up.
All my females that I fuck with, they finna do all my homework. And I even if I fuck with them, I'm cool. And I ain't look. I got practice. I'm tired. I'm chilling. I'm going out.
Right.
Hey, you did this already. Can you just do mine? All
right,
got you.
Bro.
Yeah.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? That's crazy, bro.
So school went for me. I'm just like, fuck.
Right.
And my roommate, you know, he passed away. Shout out to him, that's my brother for life. He was a whole ass rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always just be beating for him on shit. He be rapping like, yeah.
Right.
And he used to always tell me, I used to freestyle on him, bro. He should take this shit. See, I'm like, ah, fuck that rapping shit.
Bruh.
I'm a basketball player.
Bro, you don't know
that.
I'm
real talking about that shit. Crazy.
Yo, that's crazy.
You still break ankles on?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I actually haven't played since me and my little brother got banned from a recreation game we were
damn.
Playing in.
Was it here?
It was in Hillsborough. We were actually winning. It's crazy. We had a fight in the gym. It was like a brawl.
Oh, fuck.
And we were winning, though. Like, we were up.
Like,
because we were, like, intense on defense.
Right,
so,
right.
My little brother, monster, goddamn. So,
right.
Dude, he was guarding, got frustrated, swung on him, and fucked up the whole game.
Damn,
man,
shit. Fuck.
No cap.
Damn. Fuck. Fuck.
That's funny, man.
Yeah,
that's
that must have been like a crazy ass fucking fight though, bro. For people to kick y'all out.
Hey, I got banned from this shit. Okay, I can't go back up there, bitch.
They got your face like a motherfucking like front desk and shit. Hey, bro.
I need to replace that bitch with a boss up right on.
Bruh, Mr. Bossa banned from a recreational basketball court. That is
damn shame, dog.
But Hector, what's the third question?
I was gonna ask you right now, actually. Like, where did the name Red Jones come from?
Ah, man, it's crazy as fuck. I hear it all the time. Yo, you in the game? Oh,
bruh,
that must be your favorite color. Or people think it came from music. Actually,
you got so many outfits like with different colors on your page, though.
Yeah,
you got yellow, you got lots of colors. Like,
my brain got big drip, though. If you didn't know, you need to know, guys. If you ain't saucing up, you ain't bossing up. But, excuse me, I'm sorry. My name actually came from my aunt. She called me Red Man. I was like, nah, I'm so old. She called me Red Man. And then after a while, I just took the man off and put Jones.
Red Jones.
It's a lifetime name. Like, people would think it's just from music. Like I said, I'm in the blood. It's my favorite color, which is one of my favorite colors, but it's a lifetime name. Even basketball, I didn't even get called Devontae. Starting lineup, Red Jones.
Red Jones.
No cap.
It's catchy, though.
I'll be on the basketball court. I was that type of player. I'm small, but I'm, oh my God, unpredictable. I'm gonna say,
right.
I'll be that player. You'll get out there. Oh, I'm guarding the little guy. All right, I'm
that
player.
You're that one that they don't see coming.
Yeah, you feel me?
Shoot yourself.
Hey, I'm the one that got the, you step in front of a half court. I'm finna fuck you.
Bro,
I'm finna fuck you. Like, you don't even know it, goddamn. And embarrass you in front of your team, in front of your home crowd, and give you buckets.
And your girl.
No cap.
And probably take your girl too.
No cap. Give it to my brother one. No cap.
Ankles gone.
And did your little brother play basketball too or not?
Yeah, man. My big brother. My little brother. College? No, my little brother went to college for football. He played football and basketball. He big as fuck. I ain't that damn, but he think he fucking big. He about 6'1", maybe.
God damn, that's pretty tall. Shit. So you grew up in Henderson. Did you go to a high school in Henderson?
So I lived in Henderson. My mom moved to Hillsborough. I was like 7, so I was there like every weekend, every summer. Mm-hmm. I went to school in Hillsborough, though.
Okay.
You know, so
I wanted to talk about Carolina Ways again and talk about, you know, ever since you started on it, I wanted to you let the people know like what it is that you've seen like the most growth in as an artist, personally, and you know, just being in that group, where like where you seen the most growth.
So where I seen the most growth within myself.
Yeah.
Oh man, so Carolina Ways to me, it's like a family now. Like the shit is insane. Like the energy, I go to so many shows, the energy is so fucking different. It's like it'll blow you. But as an artist within myself, I'm gonna just say a person, because I'm not even just an artist. I can't even do that to myself. Growth wise, man, honestly, stepping back and moving when necessary, or moving strategically. Like it went from wanting one thing. Of course, as an artist, I naturally turn the crowd up. People follow me. I'm a people person. You know, you see me on stage, I'm probably gonna fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. You know, my brother's in the building. You know what I'm saying? They chilling. They gonna fuck up the party again. So. But it's like, it came to the point when I started my channel, I actually was already recording all my homeboys and putting them on social media. I would just put their name on it.
You just put it on there?
Yeah, I would type their name on it. And then one day we were at the studio, me, Too Real. I got a song called I'm Like That. It's 5 of us. Me, Too Real, Traumatic, Black Trail, and Fades. And one day I was recording them, and Brush said, Boss Up TV.
And it just stuck, too.
It stuck. Come on.
And then it sounds
good, too. It's catchy, bro. It's catchy. That's the thing. It's catchy.
No,
there's a lot of titles and brands that, you know, they're not really catchy. That shit's catchy, bro. Like, Boss Up, like...
Yeah, man.
Like, you know, it sounds like straight out of a song lyrics or some shit. It's that catchy.
And it's like, I swear, man, the growth is just, like... My networking, I'm smarter with it. It's all strategic. I know my strengths now. And then it's more just as a person. Like I'm more comfortable with myself as an artist. When I came in, it's like I was good at rapping. Like I said, I was good at dealing with people. But as a full artist or you know, young entrepreneur, because I got my own entertainment, I've developed more in that area. So Kellon Waves helped me just, it was so comfortable, I was able to take that step back, sit for a minute, think, see what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. and I just learned how to move right, man. Right. Like, I'm actually the ambassador now. Like, that shit crazy as fuck. Right. Yeah.
So it made you comfortable, and it gave you that mobility, basically.
Right, and then, like, now when I go anywhere, it's like, all right, I already know how to approach people. I know how to talk to people. Like I said, yeah. I worked at the bank. This shit was crazy. Right. That gave me even more, like, confidence approaching people. Because right. it's like, I do this shit every day anyway.
Right.
And now, man, just think about it. It's like y'all sitting somewhere chilling out in public. Somebody right. walk up to you with a whole phone. Yeah. Also, TV is from a phone.
Right.
And they like, hey, I want you to get on my channel, shout me out, shout my channel out. And y'all do it. Most time, a motherfucker gonna be like, man,
you get used to it.
Yeah, no cap.
So I'm guessing, like, you know, since joining Kellon Waves, it went from you not really thinking much about what you were doing, and then you have this whole team that's now surrounding you and looking up to you and also, you know, critiquing you and helping you.
Right.
It kind of like forces you to like be more strategic and actually right. like think about what you're doing, because you don't want to, like, you know, you want to be a part of that team. You
right.
want, you want to be able to, like, help these people as well, like, push themselves too, and they'll push you back.
Right.
So it's like, you kind of have to, like, force yourself to be that person.
Right, and then it's like, my channel, it's like, I realized with music, I started as an artist, like I said, man, the artist part is perfected. I got right. the look, the brand, like, all this shit. But then it's like, with my channel, it's like, man, this shit is crazy. Like, what my channel has done, I had to realize what God has given me is a whole brand that's bigger than me just being an artist. Like,
right.
yeah, I'll perform, I'm here to hit the stage, I'm gonna fly as an artist, but when I come on stage, I'm still working. Like, I still gotta catch these moments for my channel to keep my channel elevating, like, all that, to be honest mm-hmm. with you.
Do you find it actually that, like, you know, sometimes social media can be a little too overwhelming for you? Or do you find it?
Hell yeah, boy, all the time. Like I
mean,
said,
everybody says they do, but you right. know, some people are that oddball who can actually like handle
do it and not be stressed about it. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At one point, you start feeling kind of like a robot or a zombie, you know what I mean? Because it's so much. If you know, you're running this shit, you know what I'm saying? This is
okay.
your baby. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like having a baby because you got to take care of it. You know what I mean?
See, it's crazy, man.
You
got to
feed it, though.
Like, shit, you gotta feed it for them people that gotta
get right,
what you
right.
want.
That's
like,
what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say.
See,
yeah, right.
man, it gets overwhelming in the category of fucking staying on top of it. Like,
right.
think about it. All right, again, I like examples. You know, examples help people really understand shit without assuming what the fuck I'm talking about. So, for all y'all that's fucking listening, Boss Up TV, man, it's like with my social media. I gotta sit here, I gotta show Monday and Wednesday, but I also got a show that I'm going to just to support, and it's like, hey, well, I'm gonna do Boss Up TV at this show to see if artists want they shit on my page, you know what I'm saying? They send me the Cash App and shit, I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, like, I forgot what the fuck I was about to say, but I started thinking about Boss Up TV. Yo, I started thinking about Boss Up TV, dog. Yo, it gets overwhelming, right?
Right, right. That's how it gets overwhelming, you know what I'm saying? It's a process. It's like, you're always thinking about it because, you know, it's something that you need to grow, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
it's your baby, you know what I'm saying? It's something that you got to take care of from birth to, you know, adulthood.
And then you have to have the people. Like, if the people can't support it, it doesn't do nothing. I got a channel that I'm barely on, like, mm-hmm. it ain't for me, it's for everybody else. So it's like,
yeah.
it gets overwhelming in the action of it. And when you get home, it's like, fuck, damn, I want to sit here, I want to chill. God,
yeah,
damn.
I don't
want to
do nothing.
Y'all don't want to do shit, but it's like, right. fuck, I'm not this average artist, I got a whole channel to push
right.
too.
I
like,
feel that, bro.
You feel me? It's like, fuck,
right, right.
And then I get to the point where I'm used to getting these views and this. My channel getting that attention, it's like I feel myself when I'm slowing up. It's like,
yeah,
oh, fuck. Now I gotta go through my phone, drop 15 videos in the story, get people
right.
sharing
right.
this shit.
It's only you can blame yourself, too. Okay. Like, when you get those feelings, you can't blame yourself. You can't blame anybody else when you don't see nothing moving, bro.
Okay, bro.
Because you gotta be the one out there, like, to push stuff yourself if you want something to actually happen. So
that's true. Promotion,
marketing, I get that feeling. We both get that feeling,
right?
Like, but we just don't want to do anything with whatever what we're doing.
And I just be feeling like, man, some people really, it's funny, like, if you met somebody who just at will have a channel and they have the drive, they have the motive, they want to see it grow, and they're willing to help you promote what you got going on. Yo, if I had quality content floating around the social media from somebody who I'm just cool with, y'all take advantage.
Right.
That's content I ain't got to get out here and do myself. Yeah, exactly. Like, shit, somebody recorded me, all I got to pay is a cheap price. Oh, I got you.
Right.
People spend $10, they don't even know it. Motherfucker get paid, he an artist. He don't got no marketing skill, won't pay $10 for Boss Up TV to market for you, but you go buy some bud.
Right.
You killing me, bro.
Like, you go to Cookout, buy two trays. That's already over $10, bro. Over $10, man. Like, you know.
Drop a video, don't even know how to market it.
Right.
You got a whole channel that's telling you, we're going to do it for you, bro. Just pay the price. It ain't even that much.
And you know what's sad, bro? Sometimes, you know, they're dope-ass artists. They have dope-ass content, but they don't know how to fucking market it. If you don't know how to market it, that's, you know, it's just, you know, it's the end, you know, it's the end of it. Unless it, you know, it's kind of like something that goes viral, but not everything goes viral.
Hey, no cap, and it's crazy, bro. So many networking events I went to, the most common thing they said is Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this, as an artist, I hear all the time, look, my phone be goddamn buzzing and shit. Hey, look, anyway, as an artist, bro, I swear to God, bro. If you don't have a brand, I feel for you because you're going to have to work 1,000 times harder. Now, branding is one of the hardest things for people to really come up with because it's something that represents you. Mm-hmm. Regardless whether you say it, whether you're around somebody, it represents you. So I feel like I had the advantage and didn't even know it. God brought me into this with a whole brand. So my movement, I am where I am for a reason because my brand, it's like God already knew what I was going to do with it. Like, I took a song, made it into a clothing line, made it into a showcase, and made it into a channel.
All these brands.
Interview, you feel me? And it's like when it happens to where that right door opens, it's just like, yo, I'm trying to sweep the nation with my shit.
Right.
Be sitting somewhere, and motherfuckers just walking around and boss up shit. Mm. My shit in all the malls and shit. That shit be funny as hell.
It gives you the hunger, though.
It's a good feeling. Right. It's like, I'm so fucking humble, bro.
Right,
like,
right.
I can't
see somebody else wear that hat, bro. You're just like, damn.
Yo, real talk though, like so let me ask y'all. Y'all have been to Carolina Ladies event?
Yeah, he has.
Okay, yeah, so look, for people that haven't, when you're in the building and Boss Up is there, I swear it's a family. Boss Up, we're gonna chant this shit all day. Mm-hmm. Now don't get me wrong, like, man, I'm way too humble sometimes. Like, the weight I hold, the right motherfucker will use it to advantage, but it's like, bro, my channel makes me humble because it's like me as an artist, I can be flexing, popping hella shit.
Right,
like my
right.
channel, this is for them, so I have to be humble. Like,
right.
And it's like I walk in a room, bro. I already know my brand to take this whole fucking show over, but it's like I don't walk around like it. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with everybody. Like, if you got a problem with me, that's on you. I'm not gonna put my energy there. Right. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro,
waste of energy.
I don't care about what y'all do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect, you know what I'm saying? You can't feel no type of way that I don't. I don't feel no type of way that y'all don't care about what I do. That's how we're made, that's how it's supposed to be. But just so happened in 2020 ain't always like, man, you got somebody watching you because they're riding the bench while you're playing, dropping buckets. I relate everything to basketball.
You just dropped like 5 gems in my life right now.
Like, we might have to list them on the screen.
Hey, bro, I hope they see it, they replay it, you know, trimming it, Instagram post certain things that you need to relate to. Post that shit, bro.
No, this is definitely a clip.
No cap,
promo section.
And make sure when y'all watch it, y'all always say Boss Up, hashtag Boss Up, everything.
Oh, right,
big Boss Up
right.
shit, hashtag Carolina Ways, hashtag a. Hey, whole lot of shit, man. Just make sure you boss it up, man. Hey, real talk, Hey, I worked at the bank. My area manager, dog, no cap. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna tell the camera what bank I worked at, but I did work at the bank, motherfucker. Look, my area. Now, I know, that's where it's been all along. Bank, no. I can't say the name, but at the fucking bank, this shit is crazy. My area manager, though, not no fucking branch manager, not the area. literally introduces me to his people. Hey, this is Mr. Hashtag. Like,
bro,
really?
Hold on.
Has he been to one of your shows or some shit? No. Seen it? No. But
no,
he still knows.
Yes, bro. It's crazy, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, this is no lie. Like, I was at the bank. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was selling merch. I had got a big load in. This is no lie. Man, it was weird. Like, people were pulled up to the drive-thru. They hit, boss up, bro. I see you got them shirts. Yeah. All right, you want one? All right, hold on. Give me one second. Literally, bro, I would stop everything I'm doing, go all the way outside, go get a shirt, get it, gonna come back in, get back.
All the stuff in the car, bro.
Yeah,
yo, and I know Hector can relate because he has a brand as well, and he carries that shit all the time. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, you want one?"
Totally right, bro. Right.
Right.
Talk.
Right.
That shit crazy.
I mean, that's the money you could have not made, right, if you didn't have that stuff with you.
Yeah, right, bro. It was crazy. I'm like, bro, you know, I ain't say it like this, but I'm a whole black guy at a bank selling my shirts at the bank. My area manager calls me Mr. Hashtag. And I have my own date, Friday. My whole branch dressing my in any color that I choose. And it's called Boss Up Friday.
That's crazy, bro.
But I'm too humble, you know, that shit holds a lot of weight, but yeah. I don't approach it like that because it's like, basketball, I was not humble. I ain't gonna lie. Basketball, I was a motherfucker. Like, I ain't give
I mean,
a
that's the type of sport where you gotta be, you know, you gotta be cocky, you gotta believe in yourself. So I don't blame you because I play soccer. I'm not cocky. I mean, I am cocky.
I wasn't cocky, but I was mad confident because, bro, it's hard not to be when you walk in and a guy, okay, I understand you guarding me, you might drop your points on me, but it's expected. My bar is set. I'm giving you double points. Like,
right.
I can't be cocky about that. That's something that's gonna happen. That's guaranteed. The coach know.
Right.
All right, we got five players. He gonna give me this amount every night. That's confident because you know you finna do that. Like, it's just like you with soccer. It's a certain move that you use that you know. I can't nobody take this from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit crazy. Basketball, I was a straight motherfucker.
So, set next question out there. I think we have one more. Do we? We'll look through it.
Let's check out phones real quick. Bro, somebody called me. It's crazy. I just got this phone, and it's weird. I don't answer calls that are not saved. I don't know how you got my number, but you got my shit. I'm not answering. I switched my number for bro. It's crazy.
For a reason.
Okay, my phone ring right now. I can tell you, real talk, who calling every time. But when a motherfucker calling, it's not saying, nah, it's over. This is Boss Up TV.
No.
I think that was it.
I want to know actually because we didn't talk anything about. We did a little bit about your music. What's like? What is your process for like making music? Like, what do you have to go through? You have like, you know, studio rituals that you have to go through first, or you like, what do you do?
No, bro. Everything is really natural, bro. People don't believe it, but yo, like, it blows my own fucking mind. I'm a whole freestyler. My recent song was the first song after my first song that I actually wrote. I got about a total now, maybe 13, 14 songs. So my first song and my most recent, the only songs I wrote, everything else I freestyled. Like my last two songs, I freestyled the whole second verse right there on the spot in the studio. Like I don't have a preparing myself type of thing, rehearsing. Like when it's time to hit the stage, man, I'm probably somewhere chilling, goddamn, not even focusing. Getting Boss Up TV drops. Oh, it's my turn. Oh, I should have been turning this bitch up. Like, it's like a natural, because basketball, man, I've always been in front of the crowd. Like, it's like with the music now, it's just like, okay, I'm talking to y'all instead of goddamn running out of breath, having to chase motherfuckers, dealing with all these tall ass motherfuckers want to block my shit, mad because I don't foul them out of the game. Nah, I just get up and talk to people, shit. And it really is easy, man. That shit crazy as fuck.
Do what you gotta do.
All natural, dog. Like, I don't goddamn, man, you turn on the beat right now, I'm just gonna freestyle it out. You ride in my car, I don't like listening to music like that. I'm just gonna rap the whole time. Check my Instagram, I rap in my car all the time. Me and my brother, Black Trail, I swear to God. bro, we chill, we'll rap. If we chill 3 hours, we done rap 2 hours and 30 minutes of that 3 hours.
That's crazy. That's
funny. My boy called me in the morning, he rapping.
Bruh.
No cap. Bro, this shit crazy as fuck.
That's cool when you got homies like that, though.
Yeah, right.
Right. Talk. Do that wherever.
And nah, y'all, hey, if y'all don't follow him, y'all should, man. Yeah, that boy gonna be out of here, dog. Oh, at Black Trail on Instagram. BLAKKTRELL. At Exhale. Check out Exhale Season. Yeah, man.
She was in your recent
video,
right? No cap. A little bit.
So where do you usually record when you go to your studio? Do you have your own studio or do you have a certain producer, engineer that you prefer?
Man, it's crazy. It's like getting a haircut. Like, right. You ain't switching barbers. Like, right. You know what I'm right. saying? Right. Like, right. It's right. Like
well, to one thing.
Yeah, you feel me? It's like, bro, it's like buying drugs, bro. It's hard to switch. It's like,
right.
Man, I don't know. I'm going to have to tell you. It's like, with an engineer, bro, that's like your, man, that's your machine. That's your engine. Like,
right.
With your songs, if you're an engineer, your song dictates your engineer's skills,
right,
bro.
Right.
My engineer, shout out to Chris West, dog. He done recorded all my songs except one. Like,
that's crazy.
And now he commuted to Charlotte, man. He following the baby heavy, so man, ain't no telling where he gonna be traveling to, man. My man, Big Lit, at Coach Brody on Instagram. But yeah, man, it's hard to stay away from him. Right. No homo, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? My homo is always staying away from it.
But what do you usually do, record or, you know, you want your song messed with, do you travel down to Charlotte or do you just
hell send it to him? Yeah. And he always tell me, man, just send it to him. No, bro, I like this experience. Like, your person, the music shit so new, bro. It's like, it blows me every time, bro. It's just
a vibe.
Like,
it's a vibe.
Y'all ever made a song?
Say what?
I talked about it before. I just don't want to give too much.
Okay.
The process of, you know, messing with shit. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. Well, for those of y'all who've never made a song, just imagine, bro. Take 1 second. You probably, oh, what the fuck you doing right now? But since you're watching this, 1 second, think about it. Go in the studio. You sound how you sound when you're rapping it out loud.
Right.
You put that motherfucker on a song with it. First come out, you hear this, your engineer, bro, I'm telling you.
Brings it to life.
10 minutes.
Right.
Man, you done made some shit that's on your reputation forever, bro. Like, it's mind-blowing that I really can make fucking music. Like, I used to tell my roommate, bro, I'm not, fuck that music shit. Like, I don't, people ask me on the scene all the time, all these hip-hop questions. I'm like, bro, I ain't got no musicians that I grew up around in my family. I mean, some of my friends, they rap and shit, but I ain't never know about performing. I ain't never know about...
Were you shy growing up or no?
Hell no.
No?
No. I love talking to people anyway. Like, if you put me in a room right now with 10 motherfuckers within 5 minutes, I'm saying something. Hey, look, y'all got Instagram? Look, y'all all at me. Bruh.
Yo, it's good though, man. You're getting your numbers up. You
I
know?
Feel like, bro, when you stand for something, ain't no way you should be around people they should know about it. Like,
there you go.
And if I'm sitting right here with a whole channel and I know my channel grow off reaching people, what the fuck? Hey, y'all got social media?
Right.
I got a channel, y'all at me. Yeah, like, I shouldn't be shy about it. But I'm not shy at all. I've never been shy.
That's good, man. That's good.
Real talk. I always like to be the one, and we have a group thing. I want to be a speaker, and at my bank, bro, I was in the new leader. Hold on, the leaders of the new generation of that bank name.
That's crazy.
Like,
how long ago did you work?
Right.
You still remember all this?
Yo, so it was really like the past 2 years, bro. Like, for real, like, I remember my first time when this shit happened, a manager came over there. He was like, I was across the street at food. I was pushing carts, bro.
He said,
how much you make here? I told him. I was like, at first I was just like, man, the fuck, man, you asked me this motherfucker, you work in the bank, you know you make more.
How much you make, shit?
He said, man, you know, I seen you around before, you know, I always check you out. He said, man, you're a real nice guy, man. I was like, all right, bro, I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? But also, he was like, so I swear to God, though, when I first met him, literally, bro, that was about the first 3 things I said to him. He said something, I bossed up, appreciate it,
bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I took the carts in because my manager was on my ass and my earpiece. Bring in the carts. I'm like, well, man, look, bro, I'll be right back. Put the carts in, came back out. He said, look, man. He said, well, you had no position open, bro. But I want you to work in my branch. And if you agree, I'll open you a position for you right now. at first. I was like, bro, the bank it was, bro. I had never even been in that bank. Don't get me wrong. I always had thoughts of having that job. I get to dress up. I like to dress up for the time. I got Boss Up ties, no cap, bro. Check my position. No cap, dog. Oh,
that's your
shit. Better cap on awards. Hey, Boss Up ties, dog. Real talk.
Oh, Kellen. Okay.
Yeah, no cap. And it was like, bro said, all you got to do is apply. Man, I was like, man, this motherfucker crazy as hell. I'm not finna be working in there. Then I went home. I either talked to my brother or my mom, and I was like, fuck it, they convinced me. I was like, all right. When I got there, I ain't gonna lie, it did something to me. It polished me up in a mature way. Like,
right,
it really helped present the networking side of music. I'm networking all day trying to promote this bank to these people. It just worked hand in hand. Like, I'm learning how to figure out a way to convince these people to do what my job won't need them to get them to do.
It's a different it's a different level of adulthood.
Yeah, you feel me? It's like when you step in front of somebody, you instantly think about everything. You know, the approach, your tone. It's not just, oh, I'm finna go put them on my Instagram.
Yeah,
oh,
right,
you
right.
really gotta pay attention. Like, some people might be old, some people might be having bad days. Your approach can fuck everything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, real talk. You can be bro, I approach people that be with fucking 30 people. I walk up, I'm gonna say, y'all trying to get on Boss Up TV. Imagine if I approach somebody wrong, they better jump me or some shit. Like, who the fuck is this little guy?
So how old are, you know, are all your platforms and your musical career? How old are they? Like, year-wise, I mean, you know, 2 years.
Like, how long I've been doing it?
Right.
Man, the most, like, really doing it, like, probably 3 years now.
3 years. And you did it after college, correct?
Yeah, it was like, I left college, I got a job. My mom wouldn't let me work in high school. I don't fucking know why. Right. I was playing basketball. She was like, look, you ain't got time for that, focus on school. But she knew, but she did know I did not like school. Mm-hmm. We're just going to stop when I say that I did not like school. But anyway,
I didn't either, bro.
I hate when people throw that at you like, motherfucker, I don't like school.
Like, you know, you can't really change a person. You know, there's three types of people. People who don't like school, people who, you know, just are straight fuck-ups in life.
Real talk, bro.
And then there's the third type of people, you know, who are hustlers and don't need school to hustle, which is good, you know what I'm saying? Let people live their lives, you know what I'm saying? So.
And it's like, bro, 3 years, so I left school, I got a job, started working. Mm-hmm. Year in, so I was at Food Line for a total of maybe 5 years. People that worked with me after that third year mark didn't even know I made music when they see me.
That's crazy.
Because when I first seen them, I wasn't making music. Then they, you know, 2 years later, it's like, damn, like, my name really out here. Like, my brand really moving. Like, that should be crazy as fuck. Like, to me, like I told y'all, nobody in my family was big on hip-hop. Like, yeah, they listen to the music, but as far as feeding me, then I was, oh, fuck no. We basketball, football, and,
right.
I personally don't like football and shit, whack. But, you know, to each his own. So, my family didn't feed me no music info. So, it's like, now it was just so surprising to me, like, damn, these people think I've been doing this for years. Right. They think I'm so developed, but through my eyes, I'm learning just like they were. I'd be like, bro, motherfucker, ask me about some shit. Of course, my polished, natural response, I'm always covering myself. I act like I know what I'm talking about, but when they walk out, what the fuck?
What did I say?
Last one of my homeboys in my home, hey, what the fuck is that? I hear me, I am up in a heartbeat. Right. Look. What the hell is that? What does this mean? I don't know what the fuck. Like, bro, Mir is such a big influence on my music, period.
So how did you meet Mir?
Man, it's crazy. So the first interaction I had where she posted some shit, oh, when they going to LA and BET Awards, I wanted to go. Just the thought was, oh, fuck, I gotta go.
Right.
I was like, yo, this the radio lady. Like, oh, man.
I used to think of her like that too, bro.
I hit her up earlier that day. She was like, I can meet up with you later, get the money, get everything right for you. I just knew I was gonna have the money. She got fucked up. I was texting her, it was supposed to happen about 7 something. Then I just stopped because it didn't happen. I was like, fuck.
Damn.
So she posted like 2 weeks later, open mic, my first one. Boom, went. Was scared to introduce myself, but I performed. And they gave me the advantage. All right, look, I'm Reg. You know what I'm saying? So, but after that, two more events whenever I was there, but I didn't perform, you know, I didn't care. I was new to this shit, like, damn, people's lives are really on that stage when they perform. Like, I was blown by the different type of atmosphere. So after that, Mir has the tendencies to drop knowledge. Like, how I drop knowledge in here? Like, bro, I'm telling you, it's like, I learned that from her. Like, bro, she get on stage, she'll give you a whole blueprint to do exactly what you want to do. The motherfucker ignore the shit like it don't work. But me, I actually did this shit.
Right, right.
And it's like, I just learned, like, through everything. Till now, it's like, bro, man, my presence with this music is something. Like, and she's the big influence on me because I paid so much attention to her. Like,
right.
She's so fucking smart, bro. It's weird as fuck. I'd be like, damn. I remember when, to me, Pat was like, 50 people, nah, her shit, they'll sell out. I'm talking first hour, it's sold out.
Right.
Like we in front of big crowds. Like, I'm talking about, like, yo, that shit crazy as fuck.
Just to start wrapping it up, you guys, usually Mr. Boss Up, no, Red Jones, aka Mr. Boss Up. Boss Up shit. We leave the Pioneer Nation with a quote and a question. I'll do the quote. Shit. You can do the question, Hector, and you can do either a question or a quote.
Cool. I'll start.
Oh, Boss Up. That's mine.
Yo.
He took your shit.
Nah, see, I'm going to do a little bit more in depth. But it relates, though.
Right.
It relates. Oh, I'm next. I thought you was there. Oh, shit.
Wait, bro.
You go first, bro.
Go ahead.
I got a question.
Yeah, hey, we got to put you on the spot, dog.
Yeah, I got a question.
Question. Let's see.
That's why I ain't want the question.
No, I know, right?
I always got the question.
You want me to get it for you or not? I got you if you need
it. I just want to ask this question for, like, my artists, watchers, and homies. I just want to know, you know, however long you've been doing the whole music career thing, I want to know, like, where you've seen the most growth in your music as an artist.
No cap. All right, so look, the floor is mine. I'm gonna keep it hot with you. I'm just gonna pop my shit. My code is like, baby, extended. So, if you ain't saucing up, you ain't bossing up. It's a whole lot of boss up shit going on, a whole lot of kill on the way shit. When you tapped in with the pioneers, just remember, bro, if you ain't bossing up, don't even fuck with them. Look, if you ain't gonna come up here and boss up, what you doing it for, dog? Stay your ass at home. Watch from the bench or the bleachers and hate, because look, if you can't boss up, don't do it. Like I said, sauce up, boss up, or if you don't boss up, you're gonna get tossed up. That's how it goes.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Whoa,
oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Right, yeah. That was poetry.
Hey, don't forget, add me Mr._RedJones. Again, Mr._RedJones, simple. It ain't one of them fucking, Mr. 1234 underscore.
Right.
BossUp.tv at Kel on the Waves, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. Boss Up himself. You know how it go. Big Boss Up TV shit, Big Boss Up shit, Exhale Season. Shout out to Mr. Fuck Up Your Party, Black Trail, Boss Up.
But thank you, Mr. Red Jones, aka Mr. Boss Up, for tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers.
Whole lot of boss up shit.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers podcast once again. Thank you to Mr. Boss Up. Thank you, Hector. Please leave feedback. You know what you like, what you didn't like, what you fucks with, what you think is very bossed up.
You don't like, sorry,
right,
fuck you.
Right.
Also, I gotta say, big boss up shit, bro.
That's
no cap.
Funny.
No cap,
bro. If you didn't like something, talk your shit in the comments anyways, because you're getting this attention.
Right, hey,
right.
No cap, though. Real talk.
Right.
And take offense to what I said if you don't like me, because look, blow the views in the comments. So tell the people, y'all see Red on that shit? Yeah, I'm with my boys down there. Check them out, get on them views, follow them, bro. Real talk.
But thank you guys tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers podcast once again. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
Hey, I'm Red Jones, Mr. Boss Up himself.
And we'll see you next time.